It all starts with an invitation to experience Lexus. To start the ignition. To feel confident. To be connected to everything. It starts as an invitation to drive a Lexus vehicle. But it becomes a dynamic experience. The Invitation to Lexus sales event. Your invitation is always open. But the offers only last through March 31st. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Click the banner to discover more.
Here's Mahomes. Looking. Open field for a moment. He may have been past the line of scrimmage. It's called a touchdown. And he pulls. And Watson is going to have more than just a first down. Leaping towards the goal line. Touchdown, Houston. McCaffrey. Panthers are in the end zone. He's got a touchdown. And at Penn State. And Brady shoots one to Josh Gordon. Gordon breaking tackles. Touchdown, New England. Jones for Hilleman. On third down, ball comes out. Picked up by the Patriots, and Van Noy dives. In after he was checked out. Batted at the line of scrimmage. Got it back and picked off. Can you believe this? Pick six.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to this edition of Shooting the Sports-ish. I am your boy, Tony. We had a little echo there. I'm trying something a little new here, using something that my good buddy Tanner over from Radio Techers here on Shooting the Sports-ish started using called, it is called StreamYard. And StreamYard is apparently this new streaming thing that we're trying out here. It has a different little thing and a different layout and stuff. And I think it's going to be pretty fun to check out. So if it's your first time checking out Shooting the Sports-ish, I appreciate you guys very, very much. Please come hang out, subscribe, all that good stuff. I'm going to tweet out that we're live. We're live talking hashtag NFL. Come hang out. We're putting that out there, letting the people know that we are live to talk week 10 of the NFL. It is going to be an interesting week. If you guys saw on, if you saw the schedule so far this week, or if you saw the thumbnail, especially this week, then you're going to see that we have a pretty awesome slate of games, to be really honest with you guys. This is the slate of games this week is quite good. I'm actually really impressed at what we have going on here. And this should be the first time in a while that we haven't had any bad games, really. There is something that's really awesome about that. That is, there were some bad games in most weeks. In most weeks so far in the NFL this year. But it's moved on. We have some great matchups. So without further ado, let's get into tomorrow night's game. Thursday night football should be finally good. Teddy over on NFL Recap, he talks about the Thursday night games always being worse than the Sunday night games and Monday night games. Well, I'll tell you what, Teddy, Theodore, I don't think you're going to have to worry about it this week. We have division favorites, Indianapolis Colts, going into Tennessee to face off with the Tennessee Titans. The Tennessee Titans are favored by a single point here. They are getting 1 point favorites, -105. So negative value there. Either way you pick, negative value. As far as spread, money line is even for the Colts. It's -120 for the Tennessee Titans. So this game is expected to be very, very tight, very, very close. I'm pretty interested in this one. I think that this is going to be a good game. You have Derrick Henry, who has been awesome this year. He was not as great last week, but he should be awesome next week. What's up, Tanner? What's up, Mags? Thanks for coming and hanging out, boyos. I think that we are going to see a pretty good matchup for a Thursday night game. There should be something to look forward to here. All of you guys that happen to get a PlayStation 5 or an Xbox Series S, stop playing and instead check out the damn game tomorrow. Should be a good one. I'm going to take Tennessee at home, though. This is in Nashville. There will be some fans there. Both destinations have fans. I'm going to take the Tennessee Titans, obviously, to win money line and to cover that spread. I think that's a fun, that's going to be a fun game. The point total here is 48.5 though. So that's going to be the thing to watch in this game. I don't, world-class sports betting, WCSportsBetting.com, they will have the odds up for you that will let you know, hey, this is what the trends say about this point total. I think there's a really good shot that, what are fans? What's up, Fenton? We're going to talk about that Sunday game as well. What's up, Cam? PS5 over NFL. You smoking that good ish? Sure am. Smoking the sports ish, if you will. Yeah. The point total is going to be the fun one to watch. Do they hit 48.5 combined? The Tennessee Titans defense is not that good. The Colts have a better defense. I don't think they're hitting it. I think that under is going to hit, but I'm taking the Titans straight up. I'm taking the Titans obviously to cover the spread. I'll probably lock that bet in tonight when Maxion finishes. Houston Texans, who Cam from the sports market did say suck. The Texans do suck, actually. But the Texans are actually only 3-point dogs going into Cleveland tomorrow. The Cleveland Browns, who are a pretty good football team, which is still strange to say in 2020, but they're a pretty good football team. And you, this game, the points are set at 49.5. If there is one over I love this weekend, it is that Cleveland Texans. What's up, Alex? It is that Cleveland Texans over 49.5 with two atrocious defenses. Now, David Johnson's probably out for the Texans. As a Texans fan, let me just tell you, it doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter. What a goddamn waste of a trade. He is so useless. God, he's terrible. Like, I know that he came back from an injury, whatever. He's awful. He's so bad. Fuck that noise. Anyway, I'm going to take I'm actually going to take the Texans to win this game. I think that the Texans, it's going to come down to which quarterback can be trusted more not to make a decision, a bad decision, make a mistake in the clutch. I trust Deshaun Watson more than I have. What's up, RJ? We got a lot of people in here tonight, boys. Make sure you share this out if you could. Like, comment, share, sub, all that good stuff. I'm going to take the Texans to beat the Browns. I trust Deshaun Watson not to make a mistake more than I do Baker Mayfield. I think the Texans are not a good football team. I do think they're bad, but I think the Browns defense is so bad that this is a team that will beat them. The Texans are good enough to beat playoff teams. They're not good enough to be a playoff team. Cam, you're going to disagree with me like that about that like a motherfucker. But yeah, we get Duke Johnson. I like Duke Johnson's. RJ Krasinski, who's jumped in here, he says he likes Houston by 10 points. I think it's going to be 3, but I do like it. I do plan on betting that as well. I also like the over in that. I really like Texans money line and the over a lot in this game. I do. The money line's positive value. The freaking spread is positive value too. I really like that. Jacksonville Jaguars are going into Green Bay to face the Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers already took out their anger from losing to Minnesota and getting absolutely cooked by the chef himself, Dalvin Cook. The Packers are 13-point favorites. -1,000 is what Vegas doesn't think there's a chance in the world that the Green Bay Packers would win this game. They just don't at all. Points are set at 50. They're not even going to get to 50 points. I don't think the Jags lose by 13, though. They definitely lose this game. Green Bay by 21, Alex Thomas says. That is bold. I don't think they'll win by that much. Jacksonville's bad, but is Minshew back is the question. Gardner, let's look it up. Gardner Minshew. He may not start. Okay, so Gardner Minshew's still out. So you still have Jake Luton. Yeah, you know what, Alex? I'm with you. I'm going to go with Alex. I think he's right. I think it is a blowout. I'm going to completely pivot here. Let's go 21 points. I like that 21-point deficit. I think they cover that spread. I think they cover the spread. I think they do get to 50. I do. I think they will get to 50. If you're going to bet this game, I would bet props, though. You should get Devontae Adams first to score. Jake Senels, who's writing for us now here at Shooting the Sports-ish, he is a big fan of that bet, and it has paid off the last couple games, so I would definitely check that out. I think it's worth a bet. I think it's worth a bet. Here's a game that I really love the underdog in. Philadelphia Eagles are 3.5-point favorites over the New York Giants. It is in New York. There will be no fans. The points are set at 44 and a half, which is generous because I don't know if these teams will get to that combined. The last time these teams met, the Eagles did win that matchup. The Eagles did win the last time they had this matchup. I think the Giants are a better team, though. Like, just to be very honest with you, I do think that the Giants are a better team. I don't think this game's going to be good. And thank God this is not in prime time. Last time they faced each other, it was 22-21. Eagles barely win this one. I'm taking the New York Giants. I'm taking the New York Giants to win this game. They are plus 160. Now, and I like that bet a lot. I'm going to take that plus 160. I really like that line a lot. I think that they win this game. I don't think the Eagles are very good. I think Carson Wentz is terrible. Nope, says Fenton. You say that, but I am so encouraged by the way that the Giants played against the Buccaneers. And even last week, they end up beating the Washington football team by just 3, which is fine because that whole division is awful. The Washington football team will get beat twice by the Eagles, twice by the Giants. But I don't think that any of the other teams, like, anybody's going to beat a team twice. I don't think the Giants and the Eagles can beat each other twice. I just don't think they're good enough to beat each other twice. I just don't. I think Joe Judge will do fine. Danny Dimes is dealing this last couple games. I'm taking him. I like the Giants a lot in this game. I like the Giants a lot in this game, and I'm taking them. I don't care. You can't tell me what to do, Fenton. You can't tell me what to do. It's not motherfucker, letdown week. Fenton, every week is a letdown week in the NFC East. What are you talking about? Every week is a letdown week. Every week is a letdown week. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going in to face a back-to-back defeat. Yes, I think that them being 5.5-point favorites against the Carolina Panthers is going to be crazy to some. We now have drama around this football team, boys and girls. Antonio Brown was accused of sexual assault again. Oh my God. Did you guys know that? Like, hold on. I got to make a call. Hello. Yes. Mm-hmm. Hey, did you hear? Oh, that Antonio Brown's a shitbag. Oh, you knew that Antonio Brown was a shitbag. This isn't new. Oh, Bruce Arians shouldn't have let Tom Brady get his way. That's probably going to fuck their season up because now they have drama and Goodell's going to be pissed at them for being so stupid during a COVID year. Yeah, the person I called, they're not surprised either. The Panthers are going to win this game. The Buccaneers looked awful against the Saints the other night. They clearly have trouble with the defense that's fast and can get in the backfield. This is always, always, always something that happens with Tom Brady. Now, like, Tom Brady's been disguised by how great Bill Belichick is and how good Josh McDaniels was for so long. Now, I'm not saying Tom Brady's bad. Tom Brady's obviously good. Him coming in to this team and doing well is not shocking. But let's not forget that if Jameis Winston didn't throw 30 interceptions last year, this Buccaneers defense was a playoff team last year, guys. Like, this was a playoff team last year. So it should not be a surprise to anybody at all that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are a playoff team again, are this year when you have a quarterback that doesn't make a lot of bad decisions. But what's always been a theme with Tom Brady is if you can get in his face, you can pressure him and you can make him question himself, you all of a sudden have, like, you can beat Tom Brady. Like, that, it's not new. This isn't something that's completely new at all. So, like, consider that here. Now, you're going into Carolina. Matt Rhule has that Carolina defense playing very well. The Carolina Panthers record does not reflect how good this football team is. Like, I just don't think they do. The Carolina Panthers are 3-6. They are not a 3-6 football team in almost any other division. They have had a rough schedule. They've lost the games that they've lost. They're not even bad losses. They lost to the Raiders. Okay, the Raiders are a playoff team. They did get beat up pretty bad in Tampa Bay, 31-17 to the Bucks. Fine. They beat the Chargers. That's a good, bad football team. They beat the Cardinals. That's a playoff team. They split with the Falcons. Okay, the Falcons' offense is explosive. They still held them to 23 and 25 points, 24 points a game. That's pretty good. They lost to the Bears. That's a playoff team. Whether Fenton thinks so or not, that's a playoff team most likely. They lost to the Saints in a squeaker. They lost to the Chiefs this past weekend and probably could have won that game in a squeaker. They're going to beat a top-notch team, and it's going to be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this weekend. I'm calling it. The Buccaneers are going to go in to Carolina, and Teddy's Carolina Panthers are going to pick up a huge upset win. They are 5.5-point dogs, minus value 110, money line 190. Over the points are set at 50.5. It's not going to get to 50.5 points. And that's why the Bucs are going to lose. They're not going to be able to score that much on this Panthers defense. I just don't think so. Tom Fenton said, did you just say Tom Brady is good? Tampa's line is awful. They turned Leonard into a traffic cone. So check it out. Leonard Fournette already kind of looked like that in Jacksonville. Cam and I can tell you this, right? Like Cam and I know because like we're aware of this already. You have Tom Fenton, like not Tom Fenton. What the hell am I saying your name for, Tom? Cam and I can say this because Leonard Fournette in Jacksonville was kind of good, sort of, but he also kind of looked like a traffic cone. Like Leonard Fournette's performance isn't shocking. Like it's not shocking at all. Ooh, look at that thing I can do. Look at that. I can show y'all's comments on the screen. Okay, Tanner, I'll give it to you, brother. This is a cool thing. I like StreamYard. We're going to use this from now on. We're going to be using this. I'm going to talk NBA news tomorrow night, by the way, so come back. Anyway, yeah, I'm taking Bucks. I'm taking the Panthers to beat the Bucks this weekend. I like that a lot. Buffalo Bills versus the Arizona Cardinals. These two quarterbacks, Josh Allen and Kyler Murray, are on my thumbnail for this show on purpose because I really think that this is going to be a good game. I really do. I think this is going to be an awesome game. We'll take that ticker off here so it stops going across the board. But I think this is going to be an excellent game. I think it's going to be one of the best games for sure. That's hot. I'm guess. Oh, the thing I can do. Yes, it is hot. Free fantasy money. Alex Smith versus the Lions. Yeah, that's probably true. We're going to get to that game, brother. Don't you worry. Buffalo Bills are actually 2-point underdogs going into Arizona. 56.5 points is what the points are set at. Gamblers, beware. Don't touch those points, man. It is tempting to assume they're going to go over 56.5. It's also tempting to assume they can't reach 56.5. These offenses are awesome. Josh Allen, by the way, just threw for 417 yards last week and ran for like 20 or 30 yards too. Josh Allen, that offense is cooking. He and Diggs now have a absolutely awesome. See, there's Tom. He said over, hit the over. He says, hit the over. Don't touch the over, Fenton. I'm glad we don't bet together anymore. He says, give me Arizona in the over. I don't like Arizona in this game. I like the Bills a lot in this game. It is East Coast to West Coast. That's an issue. We got RJ Krasinski says that the Bills by 10. I actually really like that Bills by 10. 10 is too much. I like the Bills in this game. They just faced off with the Seahawks. And while that game ended up being pretty close, but it wasn't close throughout that game. 44-34 is what that game was. Box score, though, the at one point, the Buffalo Bills were up, 27. They were up 24-10 at halftime. Then they were up 27-20. They were pretty in control of that game. And listen to the scoring from Buffalo this past weekend, 14-10, 3-17. I mean, they're putting up points like crazy on these bad defenses, and that is a bad defense in Arizona. It is not a good defense. I think that there are enough weapons on the Buffalo Bills for them to win this game. I think them being two-point underdogs is absolutely bonkers to me. Tom Fenton says Josh Allen turned the ball over again. Let me tell you why you're wrong, Fenton. Let me tell you why that's wrong. Josh Allen last week against that Seahawks defense, which is as bad as the Arizona Cardinals defense, threw no picks, 31 to 38. He was sacked 7 times, which is outrageous that he was sacked that many times. 415 yards on those 31 completions. That's a shit ton. That is a bunch. They didn't run the ball particularly well. They will this weekend. 118 yards by yards by Stephon Diggs. John Brown, by the way, is there, 99 yards. Cole Beasley, 3 receptions for 39 yards. Like, they don't even have to use Easy Beasley. They don't have to use Easy Beasley this year. That's incredible. It is incredible they don't have to do that. Josh Allen this year has only thrown 5 interceptions, my friend. He has thrown 5 interceptions. Josh Allen is still in the MVP race. Call me crazy. That's fine. He's still in the MVP race. He's also winning this game this weekend. He will win minus value 110 for the spread, plus value, though, for the Buffalo Bills, 110. Plus 110 for the Buffalo Bills, who are a good football team. They will be 8-10, 8-2 this weekend. They're going to win this game. I'm taking my boy, Joshua Allen. I'm taking him. I like it. I'm taking him. Let's talk about the next game on the slate. Denver Broncos are going into Las Vegas to face off with the Raiders. The Raiders. Hey, listen, fumbleitis. Back to Josh Allen. He's turned the ball over 9 times in 9 games. That's 1 turnover a game for a running quarterback. I will take that all fucking day. I will take that all day, especially in a division where you have Cam Newton who can't hold onto the ball to save his damn life. Moving on, Fenton. Denver Broncos, Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders are rightfully 4.5 point favorites. I don't like this game from a betting standpoint. I wouldn't touch this game. Not a chance. The Broncos are good enough somehow, some way, that they play a bunch of games really tight. They are not a playoff team by any stretch of the imagination in the AFC West. Not a chance that's happening. But they are 3-5. They have picked up 3 wins. Every game has been close. 16-14, they barely lose to the Titans week 1. Barely lose to the Steelers 26-10. They get beat up by the Bucks, sure, 28-10, whatever. They beat the Jets 37-28. They beat up and just embarrassed the Patriots 18-12 on all field goals. They get beat up by the Chiefs. Okay, fine. They squeak out comeback win against the Chargers. That game was awesome. And then 34-27, they barely lost last week to the Falcons, who are getting a little bit better. They're getting some people back. Jerry Jeudy is on the injury report, which is going to be an issue for the Broncos. I don't like the Raiders to cover this spread, though. I think they're going to barely win this game. I don't like this game at all from a betting standpoint, but I will take the Raiders. That's pretty much all I can say about it. Raiders by 6, says Krasinski. That is that is definitely a bold pick. The ghost of Melvin Gordon's Broncos. Yeah, it is it sure is the ghost of Melvin Gordon, isn't it? My God, is it? I like that a whole lot. That's good shit, pal. That's good shit, pal. Ooh, what is that voice I just lost? All right, let's talk about the next game here. Let's move on. I'm taking the Raiders, but I'm taking them to win. I'm not betting the game. I'm not touching that damn game at all. Not a chance in the world. Let's talk about the next game here. Los Angeles Chargers against the Miami Dolphins. The other two quarterbacks on my thumbnail tonight with Justin Herbert and Tua Tagovailoa. That's the first time I've ever said his name right, by the way. Thank you. See, I took my hat off for you guys. A bow. That's right. I can speak Hawaiian now. I need a haircut, by the way. You see how bad that hair? Anyway, that's not fucking important. Los Angeles Chargers are 2.5 point dogs going into Miami. This game is going to have a lot of eyes on it. It is a 3 o'clock game. There's not a lot of great. Well, I take that back. There's actually some pretty good games on the 3 o'clock slot. I know I like this game from a watching standpoint, but it's not a game that I'm interested in betting on because it's just a scary game for me. 2.5 points. Vegas knows something that we don't about it. Chargers over Dolphins, says Cam Manning. Woo! Chargers lose by a field goal at the last second, said Alex Thomas. Now that is a good take, Alex. That's a great take. Chargers lose by a field goal. I like that. I think that's real practical. That's real possible. So let's talk about the game, though. Justin Herbert has been just awesome at quarterback. I'm still not sold on Tua, and I don't know what it is. If you guys in the chat, let me know. Like, what do you think about Tua Tagovailoa? I don't know what it is. Like, I wish I could tell you what it is about Tua that I don't believe in. But I just don't, you know, he has thrown for 350 yards in two games. That, like, they played a great defense week one. Sure, that's fine. He has been sacked 4 times. That's not too bad. It's less than half of Fitzpatrick's time being sacked. He has a 6.7 yard per completion average, and his rating has been very good at 103.8. So that's fine. I just wish I could figure out why I don't. What, there's something about him I just don't trust. He was 14 of 24 week one for 102 yards and one touchdown. He fumbled in both games. He was 32 of 50, 64% completion, 341 yards, 3 touchdowns. He was great in this game, this past game. I still just. I don't know what it is. Cam Manning says Herbert over Burrows over Tua. And number one, his name is Joey Burrow. I agree with that. I agree with that assessment. Not a fan of, I like all three. We are absolutely in a great place to be where we actually have three great rookie quarterbacks coming in. The last time we had this was Lamar Jackson. Then the year after, you had Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. There are some great quarterbacks that are coming into this league. Like within 3 or 4 years of each other, Herbert, Burrow, Tua, Deshaun, and Patrick Mahomes all coming into the NFL around within the same 3 or 4 year time span is awesome for us football fans. We are in good hands for entertaining football for the next decade for sure. And that's never a bad thing. There's a lot of good quarterbacks that are going to be retiring soon with Phillip Rivers and Tom Brady and Drew Brees. So it's and Matt Ryan, Matt Stafford. You're talking about some guys that are pretty good quarterbacks that'll be gone soon. Cameron Newton, who's probably not going to be playing football in the NFL much longer. But yeah, we'll see what we have. RJ says that he would build a team around Herbert. And I like that assessment as well. I think I would too. If I had to pick gun to head, I'm going to take Miami Dolphins because the Los Angeles Chargers do have an issue with holding on to leads, and that is going to ultimately make them lose by a field goal. They'll lose by a field goal. The Dolphins will cover that 2.5 point spread that's showing here on Bovada. The Dolphins defense is also very good, and that's going to be an issue for Herbert. I don't think they've actually had any stuff. I guess Haskins isn't one of those young promising quarterbacks. Oh, Alex, I'm so sorry. Aren't you? You're a football team fan, aren't you? What a statement that is. I don't believe in Dwayne Haskins. I'm sorry. I don't believe in Dwayne Haskins. Is that a troll or are you being serious? I don't know. I don't believe in him. Sorry. San Francisco 49ers, 9.5 point dogs against the New Orleans Saints. Okay. Yeah. Well, they're going to lose. Moving on. What else do you want me to say? Yeah, they're going to lose. Seattle Seahawks are visiting the Los Angeles Rams as 1.5 point favorite underdogs. You know, they lost this week. I think that is crazy that they lost this week, this past week. They should beat the Rams. Will they beat the Rams? The Rams defense is awesome. They're you know, there's not a lot of travel there. But the Seahawks, man, that defense is bad. The Seahawks might have the worst defense not named the Dallas Cowboys or Cleveland Browns defense in the NFL. This is a tough one, y'all. This is a tough, tough game to pick. I like the Seahawks offense a lot. I really like the Seahawks offense. I think they have an excellent offense. I think that they have a shit defense. The Rams, I don't really like their offense. I don't like the Rams offense really at all. I don't like the Rams. I love the Rams defense. The Rams defense is fantastic. They did get beat up by the Dolphins, but that's because the Dolphins defense is maybe like, it might be time to say, is the Dolphins defense the best defense in the NFL? Because they might be. This is an NFC West champion matchup that is really important. Because the worst team in the NFC West is the 4-5 San Francisco 49ers. I am old enough to remember when this was the NFC East. Like, the NFC West was what the NFC East is now. They were so bad, so bad that the winning team was like 6-10 or something years ago. Do y'all remember that? Any team, any player is a better away from Washington. Damn, ain't that the truth? I don't know what to tell you guys, man. This is a tough matchup for me. The Rams offense, Jared Goff has been okay. He's thrown for 2,000 yards. He's thrown for 13 touchdowns, 6 picks. He's only been sacked 10 times. Cooper Kupp has had what I consider a letdown year, but you've got pretty good production across their receiving threats here. It's pretty even. 500 yards for Cooper Kupp, 430 for Robert Woods. Because of the defense, I'm going to take the Seahawks to lose back-to-back games. I want to say Fenton told me that they don't have a that Russell Wilson doesn't typically lose back-to-back games. That's got to change at some point. I just think the Rams defense is very good, and I think that they'll be good enough to pressure Wilson, force him into some turnovers. And this is what's going to happen. I wrote an article 3 weeks ago that said Russell Wilson is the MVP. Close the doors, shut it off. It's over. It's done. That's your MVP. Right? That's what I said. I also wrote for World Class Sports Betting that Josh Allen has great odds to win the NFL MVP. So what's going to happen is Tom Brady is going to be bad again this week and lose to the Panthers. Russell Wilson is going to lose again this week and look bad and throw a bunch of picks against the Los Angeles Rams. And then my boy, Joshua Allen, up in Buffalo, New York, of RJ Krasinski, who's here in the chat, his Buffalo Bills will have a team that looks like they could make it to the Super Bowl. And a team that has this year's NFL MVP. Josh Allen's going to win that motherfucker. You just wait. You know who's not going to win this weekend? The New England Patriots. Oh, by the way, I'm taking the Rams for sure. Baltimore Ravens are 7.5-point favorites going against the New England Shitriots. Patriots. The Patriots suck. They're bad. Like, I'm watching that game on Monday night between them and the Jets, which I guess that was considered a football game. If anyone could tell me, do they have, like, was the game on Monday actually a football game, or was it a scrimmage? I'm going to take a sip of my Coke. You guys let me know. Seriously, can we still consider whatever the fuck happened Monday night a football game? Because it was awful. And the game was terrible. It was not even a good watch. Yeah, that's a really good point, by the way, that Alex brought up here. The top five teams in the NFC all have bad to average defenses. Yeah, that's true. That's true. There's not really any good defenses this year anyway. And the reason for that 100% has to do with the fact that you have if anyone's going to have an issue, it's going to be the defenses, because they didn't get the spring training camp, and that's where you get all that together. It makes sense that defense is down this year. Not a surprise. Not a surprise in the least bit. Anyway, the New England Patriots are terrible. I don't think Cam Newton's a starting quarterback. I think that he has shown that his talents have regressed so much that he's just not very good. He can't make good decisions. he looked pretty good the first 2 weeks of the season. I thought he looked good the first 2 weeks of the season. And then what happened was that you see him get COVID, which sucks that he got COVID, right? So he gets COVID, and then he is like done, like he's done with COVID. Like, I don't really understand what happened. I don't understand why he, I don't understand what happened with Cam Newton. I don't think he's a starting quarterback in the NFL anymore. The Patriots are terrible. They're going to lose this game. They're going to get blown the fuck out. They're going to just, their defense is bad. Their offense is bad. They're a terrible football team. Cam Newton's a terrible quarterback. He's not a starting quarterback anymore. Moving on. That's your Monday night football, your Sunday night football game. So Teddy, if you listen to this or watch this, yes, the Thursday night game is going to be better than the Sunday night game. The Monday night game is Minnesota Vikings as 3-point favorites going into Chicago Bears. The Chicago Bears defense is going to get their chance at stopping Dalvin Cook. I'm going to be honest. I don't think they're going to stop Dalvin Cook. I think Dalvin Cook and Derrick Henry are in a competition where they could, where like they're in a competition to see who is the actual best running back in the NFL. And just to be completely honest with you, yes. The answer is yes. I'm just going to be very transparent with you here. If you were to tell me, Anthony, Tony, let's go by my real name here. It is actually. Anyway, if you were to tell me, Tony, I think Derrick Henry is the best running back in the NFL, I'd say, okay, I agree with you. If you were to tell me Dalvin Cook is the best running back in the NFL, I'd say, okay, I agree with you. There's nothing else that I can say. Like I would accept every argument there. That's how good I think these running backs are. I think Derrick Henry and Dalvin Cook are that good. By the way, Derrick Henry is not the leading rusher in the NFL anymore. It's Dalvin Cook. Like that is how big of a tear Dalvin Cook's been on. And not only is Dalvin Cook doing it on the ground with, by the way, he's going to hit 1,000 rushing yards either this game or next game. He's had a 70-yard touchdown, which was this past week. He's already scored 12 touchdowns this year. This is just madness. But he's also, the last two games, 46 yards on the ground, 63 yards. He's seeing work in the passing game too. Now, he's not seeing work as much as I think Derrick Henry might see more work in the passing game, but he's just like Dalvin Cook is just amazing. He just is amazing. And Derrick Henry is too. I mean, he 843 yards. He very likely is going to hit 1,000 yards in the next two games. He has 10 receptions for 81 yards. So he gets a lot less work in the passing game. I apologize. No touchdowns there. He has 8 touchdowns for the year. So Dalvin Cook is scoring more. He's producing more. He is the better, to me, he's the better running back. I think he's the best running back in the NFL. And I have no qualms saying that. But if you were to tell me it's Derrick Henry, I'm not going to argue with you either. We are in this incredible point where we have great quarterbacks. We have great running backs. We have great receivers. There are a lot of really good teams right now, a lot of good skill position players right now. Washington at Detroit. I don't think I actually talked about this game because why would I? It's actually not even showing on the books right now. So there must be a COVID concern there or something. I'm not sure why it's not there. Let me look at the schedule here. Washington at Detroit. I don't actually know. I'm not seeing anything here on the books for this game. Let me see if ESPN has it. The Lions are favored here. I'm seeing that the Lions are 4.5-point favorites. I like the Lions in this one. 4.5-point favorites, sure. Yeah, I think they'll do it. It depends on if Stafford's injured and if he's playing. If Stafford's not playing, then Alex Smith is going to kill that defense. It would be awesome to see Alex Smith just come back and win a few games for the Washington football team. I would love to see that happen. Love to see that happen. I'm going to take the Detroit Lions in this one, unless Stafford's out. If Stafford's out, then I am taking the Washington football team. because I don't even know who the backup is for the Lions. So there's no chance in hell I'm going to look at that. The other game that didn't show on here is the Pittsburgh Steelers, who may not have Ben Roethlisberger because of COVID. And I actually don't know if that has been alleviated. He's still on COVID reserve list. So I don't think if they play this weekend, if the Bengals and the Steelers play this weekend, I hope it shows up on the books soon, because I'm going to take the Bengals. I'm going to take the Bengals. I think the Bengals will be. I think the Bengals are good enough to beat the Steelers and give them their first loss. I would have taken that bet anyway. But the Steelers are 7-point favorites. I hate that line. I think that's an awful line. It's not on books at all right now, so I don't know what the odds are at all. But there's nothing that I see about the Steelers that doesn't make me think that they're a little susceptible to a team like the Bengals with a quarterback like Joe Burrow. That's a team that 8-0 teams lose to, is someone that they shouldn't lose to because it's a rookie quarterback, and then rookie QB goes out and does his thing and then wins. If they play this weekend, I'm taking the Bengals with or without Ben Roethlisberger. But without Ben Roethlisberger, I'm confidently taking them, not just doing it to be a contrarian. But that's it. That's the end of this week's NFL picks. We're going to do a lot more live stuff on the show, so on the network. So if you like it, I want you to hit likes, comment, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. We would love to grow our channel. We've realized we've gotten to a point now where we need to do more live content to engage you guys. So I like the StreamYard thing. We're going to keep doing it. I'm going to be back tomorrow night to discuss the NBA. After the NFL football game ends, I'll do an NFL or an NBA rumor podcast. We'll do some wrap up and talk about that. But until then, I'm Tony. This is Shooting the Sports Dish. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. If you're listening on audio, give us a five-star rating and review, and we would appreciate that greatly. Check out our content at shootingthesportsdish.com. And until next time, see you later.
Here's Mahomes. Looking. Open field for a moment. He may have been past the line of scrimmage. It's called a touchdown. And he pulls, and Watson is going to have more than just a first down, leaping towards the goal line. Touchdown, Houston. McCaffrey. Panthers are in the end zone. He's got a touchdown. Buzz, quarterback in high school and at Penn State. And Brady shoots one to Josh Gordon. Gordon breaking tackles. Touchdown, New England. Jones for Hilleman. On third down, ball comes out. Picked up by the Patriots, and Van Noy dives.